Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Is it dark in here, or is it just me? Is it that what it is?
It's a little
I want to welcome our Christian television network audience around the nation and around the world, and our radio audience. We are so glad. So is it dark? Is it dark? Okay, it's just me.
Okay.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Trying to see my notes. What's up with these eyes things? Okay, I'll bless you. How's it go like this? Is it the crossing over the blessing?
Right, there you go.
Come over here. You smell like a deer, right? It's like got deer skin on and hairy and all that. Yes, we're talking prophecy. We're talking what happened with the blessing of Jacob. Getting onto our Ian list this morning, we are going to be talking about the lighthouse prophecy, hopefully. The Lord just, I just want to encourage you today that when it looks like the enemy is cranking up a notch, it's only because they see that the Lord is coming in like a tidal wave, mm-hmm. and he's going to take back what they stole from God. Mm-hmm. And God is so merciful and so good, even if you're in captivity. Even if you're in captivity, in other words, you got sin in your life, you don't want it in your life, and you can't shake it. Like I was just listening to Steve Hill's testimony. He said, I was addicted to drugs, and I always wanted not to be. Mm-hmm. And that may be you. You got stuff in your life, whatever it is, and you want to be set free. Just continue to cry out to God, because what God did with Israel, here they were really, you know, raised outside the ways of God. Because they're up under Pharaoh, several generations, 400 years. And so they didn't know much about it, but they were God's people. Mm-hmm. But they were in bondage and captivity. And they cried out. And they cried out so distinctively that God heard their prayer. Not because they were perfect, because when they got in the wilderness, they brought all their baggage with them, and they mm-hmm. did all these things. And he said, I heard their cry. I heard their cry. And so many people just go, I just can't beat this thing. You know, they say, if you can't beat it,
Join it.
That's not true.
No.
That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants to just be tenacious on you and your relationship. Maybe you have a marital situation. It's just like, boom, boom, boom. Take the trash out. Take the drums away. I'm just joking.
Is that how it goes?
That's what Teresa told me.
No, maybe it's the children. You love your children. You want your children, but it's just like this stuck. Things are just stuck in the context. Like, kind of break loose in the context of that. You know, maybe it's your occupation. You know, you see yourself. You have ownership inside of you. You know, you are a business owner. But you just can't break loose from that. You can't see how to bridge the gap, and you just feel stuck in that occupation, which is great. You're doing a good job. No, I'm saying that. I'm just saying, but you just have business in you. There's something inside of you, and you're wanting to break loose. And maybe, you know, tell them what it is. It could be, you know, you live in a state that's real oppressive to Christians, and no matter where you go, you can't even, every time you open your mouth, they're just saying stuff. Listen, just cry out to God. Cry out to God. If Israel cried out to God under Pharaoh's bondage, and he so heard ahead of time that he made sure that Moses, a deliverer, was born way ahead of their cry, came down the Nile, raised by Pharaoh's daughter, trained up in the best universities of the day, if you would, went out into the wilderness for 40 years only to meet him there to send him back to you to tell you God loves you and God's got a plan for your life and you can be free. So I just want to encourage you today. Today is a day of just reminding you of the goodness of God. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Understand that God was with Israel, and he was greater than all of Pharaoh's, you know, stuff and things and ideas and political schemes and all that. He was greater than all the environment, the locusts, the water, the frogs, the hail, the weather, the sky. He was greater than life itself, because he could even in a moment take life. Mm-hmm. And that's the God that we serve. The question, this is the whole thing is, in our crying out, even though we're stuck, even though you're stuck, do you still believe in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he could say, you're free. You're just free. And that's what happened to Steve Hill. He was talking about instantly a minister came in to speak to him. He said, you know, that Jesus can set you free. Mm-hmm. He just never knew he could be set free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But understand, that's the whole purpose. Jesus came to set the captive free. And captive right. is not necessarily, and it could be, that you're physically in a lockdown somewhere. And that could happen. It's happening right now to Pastor Assad. Mm-hmm. in Iran. We need to continue to pray for him. I mean, dear Lord, free that man.
Yes.
And, but you're locked down in sin, captive to some sin in your life. And it could, I think the biggest captivity, John, don't you think? I mean, you can let me know what you think.
Sure.
Okay, then we're going to go. Oh, I got to ask the question first, right? Oh, that's funny. Is that funny? Is that funny?
I would listen. I confess everything that Pat, what do you want to hear?
Check your headphones.
Yeah. Is it cutting? I'm sorry. But think about it. What were you talking about? The biggest captivity of all. But think about this. This is so important because this is what's locking down God's people right now in America, I believe. Is religious captivity. Mm. I mean, because when revival hit, as we talked about in previous programs, when we're just honoring, you know, these generals, God's general, mm-hmm. Steve Hill, and also honoring present day, you know, John Kilpatrick, my spiritual father, that, you know, we're moving along in revival. When God shows up, we have to reevaluate everything that we were doing. Mm-hmm. And you had to say, okay, I was doing this and this and this and this, and that was my heart towards God, and this is what I want to do, but his presence is awesome. Mm-hmm. All I want to do is keep his presence with me. How do mm-hmm. I? And that's when you look at, I mean, a big journey. I mean, it's always been a big journey. Look from the very beginning of time. God takes his people on a journey. This is why he does it. You know, Saul didn't have a journey, and he didn't last, and mm-hmm. God resented the day. But David had a journey. King Saul didn't have a journey. He was just hiding behind his luggage, shaking. They brought him up and they put him in leadership. Mm-hmm. David had a journey. Maybe David would have ended like Saul if he wouldn't have had a journey, but he had a journey. A journey meaning he got the snot beat out of him on the way there.
Process.
So it's process, yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. Process, not snot beat out of you. And then, and so when you get there, and God shows himself mighty in that. And so there is a journey getting there. And so when we tell you, you know, you need to abide with the Lord. Hmm. That comes out of all that religion. It comes being delivered from all that religion. It comes out of experiencing the presence and the power of God. And we're still experiencing his presence and his power. It hasn't stopped. And that compels us to continue to tell you that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. But when we say you can abide with him, you need to go to iabide.org and request a simple plan. We have a free plan for you so you can begin to walk out this thing called a relationship with God and his presence. And all of a sudden, you can begin to reevaluate like we did and say, you know what? God's speaking to me. God let me know today. He let me know today that this is going to happen in my workplace. Right? Mm-hmm. Is this not right?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't sure God does. Talk to us about that? I mean, God just speaks to us, doesn't he?
He does. He does. I mean, that's not... There's so many times I've needed you know God to you know help me with some of the projects that I work on all the time and you know a lot of times I'll get myself frustrated because I can't figure it out, but then when I stop and pause for a moment and mm-hmm. just ask God for help,
isn't that amazing?
You know what, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't bring this up earlier, but a few ball spots later,
right?
I need some help with this. Can you tell me what's going on here? And sure enough. You know, within a few minutes, seconds, you know, whatever it is, God just tells me what it is.
Wow. Right.
And we stop long enough to ask.
And what's so important in the context of that is the fact that, you know, having this continual abiding relationship, you're in relationship with God. It's like you don't know this God and all of a sudden you're crying out for help. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about a God that you spend time with every day. And we're talking about God speaking to you. You know, so many people may be saying right now, God speaking to you, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And, It's normal for the church. It's mm-hmm. actually normal for the church for God to be revealing himself to you. And when you think about elephant, for example, when you see the word, I tell you elephant, you don't think about the word elephant. You see an elephant pretty mm-hmm. much. Some people do. And when you see a picture's worth 1,000 words. But not only that, sometimes God just prompts you and you just follow that prompting if you're not walking in sin. You're not getting ungodly counsel and you're abiding with God. You just walk in that and God, you had this plan for me.
Right.
Or maybe you're in the word itself and you're reading and all of a sudden something just jumps off the page to you. And he's like, whoa. And you just stop there. You write that maybe in your journal and you just kind of soak on that. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, that thing just lands.
Mm-hmm.
Could be that day. It's just a new dimension in God. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. God speaking to you. And mm-hmm. sometimes, just like I talked about in the testimonies about the Brownsville Revival, when I said, I said, God, use me. Use me. We're just crying out to God. God was most presence was powerful. Use me. And God said, okay, I'm taking you at your word. And it was like, whoa. And I heard that. And that just resounded in my spirit. But quite often, it's the voice of the Lord in our spirit, mm-hmm. not your head. Your head submits to the ways of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And if it starts in your head, be very, very cautious. But if it starts in your spirit and works its way to your head, then your mind, your thoughts are submitting to the ways of God as you're abiding there, which is very important. Because so many people, you know, say they're hearing from the Lord. It's like, well, you know, if you're hearing from him, that sin you're in that you're right. saying he's for. For example, I've heard folks that prophesy over folks says, the Lord is good, is okay with your rebellion. Right. He understands it.
Right.
On tape.
Wow.
And then brought it to me. I'm like, okay. Have fun. See you next fall, well, right?
That works out for you.
Yeah. They put it on tape. It's like,
wow.
You know, are you serious? And of course, the person had a horrific journey. Mm. You know, spent 5 years in just scars today, but they're walking with the Lord. But that whole journey of not evaluating what's being said to them by the written word of God.
Right.
It lines everything God says lines up with his word.
Right.
He's not going to step outside. He's not going to step outside of his own word.
How do I know that God did not tell you that? How am I so certain?
Right.
Because it completely contradicts the word of God.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's impossible that God told you that.
Right. Exactly. So in today's programs, don't forget we're 4 programs back to back. We're going to go to break. We're hopefully going to get a chance to talk about, you know, what is a biblical perspective, God's news behind the news about why in the world would Congress want to talk all night about global warming? It's important. It really means something. It's a platform being established. And as we said earlier, and hopefully there's some related links to this that you can find later on, that in the VFN Torch about the spoken word. When you see people speaking something that's contrary to what presently is, they're trying to establish it as a reality. We even talked about, you know, Hitler. He'd practice his speeches and all that. And he stood up and he spoke. And we pick our presidents, think about, and our leaders. But think about presidents themselves, and you can see more about this on related links, based on a speech quite often. Mm-hmm. You don't know him or maybe in the future her. You don't know them. You just hear one speech. It just resonates. And that's what they say. We need something that resonates with the nation or a majority of the people in the nation. And so the spoken word is so powerful that you have to pay attention when somebody's speaking something that's contrary to what really is, contrary to the ways of God, and contrary to the Constitution. You have to go back and say, they're working on something.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on something. We're going to talk about one of the 13 rules and the rules for radicals. Global warming is what they're going to talk. They talked about, and they're doing this very distinctively. But the humorous thing is, as soon as they finished, God blew a cold breeze so strong across there, it blew things out at the Capitol out there. And our Lord is greater than that. But it's a socialistic push is what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, big government takes care of you. And we'll talk more about that as well. And also The Veil of Tears is a movie coming out.
Veil of Tears, it's a documentary film that's produced by Gospel for Asia. K.P. Yohannan is the founder there. And it's missions all across the world. But they made this video about women that are suffering in India, children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... My goodness, you got to hear it, and I can't wait till we share about it because, you know, God wants us to move with compassion, but we can't move with compassion for folks if we don't know what's going on.
Right.
And part of being educated and being informed of how people are suffering helps us to have compassion and empathize and be able to pray for their deliverance. So
right.
It's going to be really exciting to share that.
Awesome. And also, of course, the Lighthouse Prophecy, and hopefully we get a chance today to be able to begin to talk about Masoud Yousef. He's a Christian, but he was a son of a Muslim Brotherhood Hamas leader who was not involved in the radical part of it, but yes, was complacent to it, as he says in his book. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get to that. We are definitely going to get to that after this break. Oh, we're hopefully going to get to that in this program. we can go on forward, you know, but it's so powerful. It's going to give you empathy for the Muslim people where you begin to get such a love for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand someone and to begin to really have a compassion for them. And we need to pray for the Muslim people, pray because God loves the Muslim people.
Sure does.
And more after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. What religious rights do city employees have in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work as a garbage collector, and in the truck that we drive, we have a two-way radio, which communicates to our control. I was told that I am not allowed to say, have a blessed day on the radio. I was told that if I continue to do this, I would be fired for making such a statement.
It depends on the policies of the company, but a lot of these companies will have this overreaction to something like have a blessed day because they think somehow they're going to get sued by creating a hostile religious, you know, environment or a workplace environment, and that's just not the case. So what we normally do in a situation like this is we get it resolved by dealing with the employer and telling them, look, if an employee makes a statement as benign as God bless you, that should not create a constitutional crisis.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
If you have not yet began to fellowship with believers who believe the Word of God, who have a deep passion to hear the voice of God and obey the Lord, who want to see the Great Commission not be the Great Suggestion, who want to be able to see the kingdom of our Lord come on earth as it is in heaven, who sees the church as the family of God that we are and the expectation of God that he has of us to increase the size of his family, his kingdom. If you want to be a part of the dream, if you want to be a part of reading a Bible and seeing and walking out what you read, if you want to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer and merely deceived, I encourage you, if you're in the Gulf Coast region, join us at the VFN Dream Center. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org or join us as one of our e-members, our virtual members online. Go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Listen, it is time to be connected to a Rhema word. It is time. We need a now word to be able to step out in faith and see the glory of God. Listen, there's a lot of glory to share, and God wants to manifest his glory in your life. That's vinefellowshipnetwork.org. vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Joining me is Pat and John. Listen, what is the big deal about, you know, talking all night long at Congress about global warming?
Of all things.
Yeah, you're probably seeing them talking now, but you know what's really going on? Because normally a filibuster is. Can you put that one, this one right here? A filibuster is something you do when your opponents are there, whoever has the different view and issue. Right. And what they're trying to do is keep you from voting on something. Well, the only ones that were there are people that agree with what they're doing. There is no law. There is no bill being passed. There is no discussion about it. So what were they doing? What was going on? Well, it makes me think about what we talked about, you know, organizers of the night. And the Alinsky methodology, the 13 rules for radicals, that one of them is, whether people are using it for good or evil, is very specifically talks about global warming, talks about pollution and that type of thing, because you got to create some sort of issue that's so neutral and so big that if everybody buys into that, then you could begin to, move a mass amount of people. Mm-hmm. And so when you're hearing them, people talking about, you know, global warming all night long, all night. And I think about, what was there, a senator from Texas that did that?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, you know, he did it, but he was standing up against
The Affordable Health Care Act.
The Affordable Health Care Act, maybe. And so he had an issue because he wanted to stop that. Another one was like Rand Paul, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing up because he was protesting drones killing Americans.
Right.
He thought that, you know, we should actually find out, you know, you have due process according mm-hmm. to the Constitution. And so that's why they filibustered. They talked all night. And so that's the reason why. But there was nothing to no stand opposing. Against. So what was going on? Well, they were trying to begin to speak something into existence. Oh, if the church only knew about this. Mm. You know, begin to speak what God says, and you'll begin to see what happens. But the mm-hmm. I tell you what, the ones who are organizers of the night, that are organizing against the you know, nation, against God's way of doing things. Right. I mean, they understand you've got to get the people's buy-in. You have to have a people buy-in. Even God has his own message of his own kingdom. Done so by somebody speaking about it. He calls it the foolishness of what is preached. And so somebody has to tell you about the kingdom. You know, somebody speaks it out and begins to change the atmosphere. Well, there's 13 rules for radicals, and you can find out more about this on organizers of the day versus organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. But there's 13 rules in Rules for Radicals. And one of the rules, which I thought was pretty interesting, when I'm watching them do this, and what's so cool about understanding this is because I didn't understand, you know, what are you doing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, is this like romper room? I mean, this is, we could die here. I mean, this whole thing could crash. You're playing around. And then you start understanding, God revealed to me as I sought the Lord for understanding, because I was, you know, I wasn't yelling at my TV, but I was turning it. Mm-hmm. And I just gave up on anybody delivering honest truth. They just weren't going to do it. It's like, really? Are you? Don't you know? You're looking right at truth, and you're seeing the opposite of it. And then God revealed to me about Alinsky. You know, Saul Alinsky. That even our president worked for him for about 4 years. Taught the Alinsky model. The book he wrote, not the president, but Saul Alinsky. At the beginning, it was dedicated to Lucifer, who used these same techniques. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was also mentored by Saul Alinsky and wrote a paper on it in her college. And, you know, forget about releasing any documents from her husband's administration. Just ask her to release that 4 or 5 page term paper. I don't know what it was, but it's about the methodology. So one of the rules is this, and think about it, they're talking global warming, which is, you know, pollution. They're saying we're polluting the atmosphere. We got to love our kids. We got to do something about it. And this is what one of the rules and Rules for Radicals in the handbook says this. Remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, think about that.
Mm.
Once you, and this is, understand the president taught this.
Mm-hmm.
He taught this. He did it. He was a community organizer for many years, but he taught these methods for 4 years. According to the Chicago Tribune, you can get the book and see it. He says, Alinsky writes in his handbook, Rules for Radicals, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, then an organized people is on the move.
Mm.
From there, it's a short and natural step to political pollution, to Pentagon pollution. I mean, it's like,
wow,
I've never seen so much stuff. I don't believe anybody's lying. It's right in front of our face. I just believe a lot of God's people are blind right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see the seasons. You can say it's time to plant corn. It's time to harvest corn. But you're looking right at what's going on, and you're not even saying. You're thinking, listen, let me read this one more time. Remember, they stayed up all night for 24 hours right prior to the cold breeze blowing over Washington. And this is what according to the Chicago Tribune, that, and you can find more about this. And you need to hear organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. You're just going to be so, oh, I got it. I'm okay. You can be peaceful. And then you know what to do. But Alinsky writes in his book, Rules for Radicals, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon, that's what they're trying to do, is get common agreement upon something agreed upon like pollution, which is global warming. That's what they're saying is pollution. Then an organized people is on the move. From there, it's a short step and a natural step to political pollution, to Pentagon pollution, to the military, to our leaders. Understand, when you say political pollution, politics. You're talking about your leaders, your governors, your city council, your senators, Congress, your president. That's our system. Mm-hmm. And so understand why Congress, predominantly, I think one particular part of Congress just spoke continually. You know why? Because they want you to organize around this. They want you to buy in. What's the big deal? Just, you know, lower carbons, you know, get people. Yeah, China is producing a lot of different things over there. Yeah, we need to care about our children. And all of a sudden, if you buy into it, he says, then you got people on the move. And from there, it's a short, simple step, a natural step to political pollution and Pentagon pollution. Listen, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. There's a reason why they stay up all night talking about that, even when there's no cause, because the spoken word. But listen, we got knowledge. Understand. I want you to really get it. It's totally free for you. You can get it at VFNTV.com. Click on the torch and look for series, or you can get it on your app. But it's children, organizers of the night versus organizer, which is Jesus Christ. He organizes his folks of the day. God bless.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years. Where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Mary Esther, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after-bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, mm-hmm. and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Well, we had a wonderful time in an earlier program. Make sure you catch each of our programs. If you miss them, you can catch them at VFNTV.com or on the app out there. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, you know, Auntie's Barbecue.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of real difficult to really get it until you got it. But once you get it, you understand it's good. It's a taste of Southern soul at Auntie's. I mean, you will be surprised. And now, you know, you get a lot of places you get barbecue ribs, you know, and it's really a riblette. But you,
yeah,
she brings you a side of beef on a rib. That it was like, as if I had to share
pig.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to share. I have four ribs, but I actually had to share those ribs.
Who did you share those with?
I just gave the bones to my dog. No, I actually shared it with my son because it was just so much. You know, it's just great portions and great food. Mm-hmm. Catch them out there. You can find out more at vfntv.com and click on our sponsors there. Well, we're going to be talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy. The Lighthouse Prophecy, because we just want to be able to encourage you, give you hope. Understand our Lord has plans in store for you. And I could just feel, even though you're seeing other things take place and there's a lot of things taking place, understand that right before the darkest moment of the night, in the early morning, all of a sudden, right before the light comes up, it's always its darkest moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you could think, man, it's going to be dark forever. And all of a sudden, you just feel the sun start coming up. And, you know, working midnights in law enforcement, I really saw that quite often.
I bet.
I was so glad to see the sun come up, you know. That was real difficult staying awake out there.
Thank you.
After 3 o'clock, you know, it was all for the, just for the community, you know.
Yeah.
All for the community. And the, can't tell that. Can't tell
nope,
that. Can't tell that.
Nope,
can't tell
nope,
that.
No.
And so,
bleeps.
Not bleeps. This is, anyway, so, but we're going to talk about the Lighthouse Prophecy today.
Yes.
And this is going to be made available to you on the VFN Torch, so you can go there and read every bit of it. We're just going to talk a little bit about it. Plus, we're going to talk about the movie coming out.
Yes, Veil of Tears,
yes.
The suffering of women in India. It's horrific, and God wants us to have compassion on those that are going through tragic things in their life.
Mm.
And one of the ways we can do that is by being educated and informed, and Gospel for Asia has done a fantastic job putting this film together. We can't wait to talk about it.
Yes, and remember, too, that India is like 1.1 billion folks, so you could take three Americas, and that's how big it is. That's how many women are being oppressed in the context of that. And so in being Christians, you know, we need to have compassion for the oppressed, and there's something we could do about it, right? And so this is going to educate us and get a vision for how to help them out. And also, we're going to be talking about the book I've been talking about for quite some time called Musad Yousef's book, Son of Hamas. And I am really encouraged about, I was very encouraged. I read this book and I encourage you to get it. Yeah, Son of Hamas, go figure, right? And I was reading it. He did so good writing this book. When I started reading it, I'm thinking like, I don't need to be reading this. I mean, he took me through what it was like to be Palestinian, to be the son of a leader of a mosque and that really cared about his people. But yet all of a sudden this other thing was out here that kind of interfered, and he saw the goodness of his father, but yet religion was something that was evil, even though he sought good. And then, and it wasn't until, I got to tell you, it's going to be really good because now he's a Christian. Now he's a son of his father who is a leader in Hamas, who's, I believe, in prison right now in Israel for his safety. He writes about in the book, but he loves Jesus.
Wow.
He said, I credit my salvation to no man, to Jesus Christ and his love. And as much as he's gone through, when you hear about it, you're going to realize, like, did we learn to love, right? Because that's the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, wow, help us. And it's love that won him. And we're not going to win folks to Jesus by anything other than talking about Jesus, which means not his name, but his attributes. His attributes are, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. I forgive you.
Right.
You know, I love you. I got a plan for your life. You know, we can get through this. My mercy is new every morning. I mean, you know, it's good news. Mm-hmm. And I'll hold not your sins against you. And some people preach Jesus, just the name Jesus. I'm sure Jesus is going like, please.
Don't bring me up.
Please. If you're not going to bring my attributes up, don't bring my name up, right?
That's right.
Don't bring my name up. And so, I was in the Word this morning. And right now we're starting to have droughts across the world and droughts in America. And they say all this rain's coming down and it's still not meeting the water table needs in the West. And food shortages. They're talking about, you know, potential food shortages and that type of thing. We've talked about that's going to be coming if we don't turn to the Lord. Mm. But very specifically, when God's talking to Moses, he says this. He says, if you worship me, this is it. He says, if you worship me, and according to George Barna, 82%, somewhere around there, of regular attending church attenders, people that go with their gatherings once every 2 weeks, believe that worship is about them. So we're not talking, he's not talking about because you sing a great song and have fireworks going off and Mercedes-Benz riding across the stage, which could be, I guess, I don't know. But that's really defeating to somebody that just has a banjo or something. It's like, I don't know if my worship is good or not. No. But in the context of that, this is what he says. He says, if you worship, means you worth, God's worth your worship. God's worth your worship. That he says he'll do something very distinctly, very distinctly. He says, I will bless your food and I'll bless your water. Hmm. Think about that.
Wow.
I'll bless your food and I'll bless your water. Why are we experiencing drought? Why are we experiencing food shortages? Well, 82% of us, approximately, according to George Barna, that go regularly, I mean, we're very religiously going to church, that we're worshiping ourselves. We think the music's about us. We got all an attitude because the beat don't, the song's not, or it's, I got to get, you know, it's like, it ain't even about you.
Yeah.
But look at our food. Our food, it's like, at the same time, we're saying, Lord, I want you to bless this food before we eat it. And he's like, well, I want you to worship me. Mm. Well, I want you to bless the food. I'll bless the food. I mean, even if you don't even bow your head over your meal that night, if you worship me that morning, I'll bless the food. But you're more called out religiously and thinking, I got to bow my head over this plate of food, when all along, you're not even worshiping him. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we just got to worship him. And this is what he says. Moses, listen, tell the people, if they worship me, I will bless their food. In other words, the ability to the soil in America to be the breadbasket of the world again will begin to happen. The droughts will go. Think about it. All of a sudden, we have food again. The bee shortage, all of a sudden, the cross-pollination of the bees that's given us the tasty part of our foods and all that kind of stuff. It's a shortage. What's going on? All we have to do is worship God. And it's worship him, not ourselves, not our organizations, not our worship leaders, not our ministers. Worship Jesus.
Right.
Worship Jesus. And then he says, then I'll bless their water. I mean, think about it. Drinking water comes from the ground. Think about it, or the rain and goes into the ground and you have these aquifers and all these things going on. It's like they're drying up. Mm. Well, maybe the Lord's saying, well, my worship has dried up. Mm-hmm. You're not worshiping me anymore. Yes, you're bowing your head over that plate of food, but you're not raising your voice and your hands to me. You're not raising your instruments to me. You're not acknowledging me. You're not worshiping me, which to me means if we don't get worship right, we just began to experience a food shortage. It hasn't even touched the surface of it yet. And water shortages. Because if it's this far along already, if that much rain can come down in California that it just drenches and pushes houses over because it's so much rain, and they say we're still way behind in water provision.
Catch a clue.
When Florida, Southern Florida, is saying we're having water shortages. When Georgia was so dry, they had to go out and they repented before God and said, dear God, send rain. Mm-hmm. And he did. But they were actually having to take the water from northern Florida to be able to, you know, it's like, come on. And wouldn't that be interesting, just like Israel, if that your state, your city, your county, your region that you live in, your aquifers that provide you water, mm-hmm. because you choose in your own community, in your schools, in your county, in your city, and your state legislators, say, you know what? We're going to worship God. We're going to bless this grant. We're going to say, God, it's yours, and just worship him. Mm-hmm. And guess what? All of a sudden, people come to the well of your aquifers that God blesses us to get the water. But then you got to say, well, yours can be blessed too. If you want your food blessed and you want your water blessed, you need to worship God. Mm-hmm. And he goes on even more detail, even your family's blessed. And it's like, my goodness, we got to get worship right. And it can't be, think about it. We got more music going on than you could even imagine.
That's right.
But the food, where's the food? Mm-hmm. Where's the water? And why are these droughts coming in? And it's like, we got music. Music's not worship. Worship's worship. A worship could be a 92-year-old woman sitting in her chair, rocking back and forth, and all of a sudden a song just comes out of her heart and gets released, you know, mm-hmm. without any instruments at all. It could be a badly played harpsichord or what do you call that thing that?
Accordion.
Accordion for years. It could be a piano, an organ that's, you know, it's got four notes out. Mm. Or it could be an excellent instrument. But it's just worship comes out of our heart. It could be a tambourine with Miriam on the other side of the Red Sea. In the middle of the desert, beating on a tambourine. And God just showing up. So it's not about music, because we've got more music and more ability to get music out. We're streaming it and playing it and downloading it. They're practically giving it away today if you just sign up for some program. Every yeah. song that's ever been written before. But the question is, do we have worship? And this is what the Lord said to me in his word this morning. This is what he told Moses, and he just resounded to me because I'm seeing the shortages increase now and the droughts coming in. He said, if you worship me, tell the people, Moses, if you worship me, I will bless your food and I'll bless your water. Let's worship the Lord.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out. And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up. Or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, and as a pastor or just as a brother or sister, I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. And he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing, and that's saying, well, do this, and people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad, but I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions, that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like the multiply, it's a multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe VineFellowshipNetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back. Joining me is Pat and John. John, talk to us about these ladies in India.
Yes. You know, there is a movie that's coming out. It's actually a film, a documentary that's put out by Gospel for Asia. And the founder of that ministry is pretty awesome, K.P. Yohannan. God has used them for many years to raise up missionaries that actually live in the land. I mean, so they raise them up.
Indigenous?
Indigenous, that's the
word. That's a tough
word.
It just never comes up,
never comes up.
By the way, when you do hear indigenous ministry, they're talking about raising up someone in that culture who loves Jesus, who can speak that culture's language. And for years I heard that. Nobody took the time to explain, you know, got to be an indigenous missionary. What does that mean? I don't know. You know?
Well, they have it down. I mean, I wish we could talk more about them. We will at another time. But this ministry has put out this film to educate us, believers in the world, really, of what is happening to women across the world, and particularly India. And you're looking at dowry-related homicide, bride burning, and sex trafficking. And these are horrific, horrific, horrific things that are happening to women, that are happening to children. And it just reminds me that, you know, the Word God says that we are made in the image and the likeness of God.
Yes.
And Satan does everything that he can to destroy you, us, everybody, because we're humans, because we're made in God's image and likeness. And this starts from the womb all the way to the end.
Which a lot of Indian girls don't make it out of the womb, right?
That's right. And so this is important for us to know and get educated and be informed about it so that we know what we can do in our involvement, because it's impossible to have compassion about something you know nothing about. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, you know, watching and being educated and viewing someone else's pain and struggle really helps you to have empathy and find out what's going on. I want you to listen to, and we're going to make this available for you on The Torch, this documentary, as they share briefly a little bit about what's all about this.
And remember, it's over 1 billion people population there. So when you're talking about a mass number of women,
and a third of that population is in poverty. They have a caste system. I mean, it's a very rough, rough place to live.
Right, 300. The population of America is in poverty there. We have 300 million. Watch this.
There once lived a king in the enchanted land known as India. One of the most culturally vibrant countries in the world today, India is a cross-section of modern ingenuity and ancient tradition. Although hailed as the largest democratic nation on earth, one-third of the world's impoverished are living within its borders. The 2012 gang rape of a young woman on a bus in Delhi ignited a firestorm of international headlines. This violence of oppression against the women of India is a problem that has spanned centuries. This cultural persecution follows women from their birth, overshadowing their entire life, until death. Is there a solution to this societal injustice? Hope is on the way. There is a remnant of women rising from the ashes, restoring worth and dignity to generations of broken women and shattered lives. From the producers of the critically acclaimed film, Kim Jong-ilia, take a journey into the heart of tragedy. Witness the adversity, the triumph. The Women of a Forgotten World.
In a society dominated by men and ruled by a culture of gender segregation, how is it even possible to reach out and help these oppressed women? Hi, I'm Natalie Grant, and for more information about this film, please visit veiloftearsmovie.com.
My goodness.
Amazing, isn't it? Movie's going to be shared across 19 cities. There's an opportunity for your gathering, your local church, to have it played there as well. We're going to have all this stuff available for you on the torch. But just gets me to think, I mean, you really see that suffering and see people that are hurting, and particularly these women, forced abortions, prostituted, burned. Makes you say, my goodness, Lord, you know, what can I do to get involved? And whenever we are exposed to these type of things where we're, you know, God allows us to experience someone else's pain, and particularly what's happening with these women, there's always three things that we can do. One of the things that you can do is help inform and educate people of this plight, you know, sharing this information, getting people to see the movie, letting others know what's happening can bring more help for these women. The other thing you can always do is give of yourself, give financially. How can you be invested in helping to save children and women that are being trafficked all over the world? And we do have some ministries that you can support. Exodus Cry is one of those ministries that goes to rescue women and children that are being trafficked all over the world. And, of course, the most important thing that you can always do is pray.
Right.
But now you can pray with compassion and empathy and with a true understanding of what's happening, because there is hope, and I'm excited about that. You know, that God has a plan for Indians. There's 1 billion of them in the world.
Right.
God has a plan for them, and we can reach them. We can reach them for the Lord.
I like what Penny Nance, President, CEO of Concerned Women for America, says. Yeah, we pray, but when we get off our knees, we go do something about
That's
it.
That's right.
And you know, there is something you could do about it. Our poorest person in our nation, in America, the poorest now, which is, you know, probably not listening right now. So you're not, that's not you.
Right.
You know, is richer than what? 75% of the world's population.
Sure.
75% of 7 billion folks, which means the majority of India, these one, which means you could do something. A dollar goes a long ways.
Sure does.
In India. And you know, that's the conversation in India, as you're hearing right now, those that are concerned, you're seeing it's about, how do I live and not die? How do I keep someone from killing me in the womb just because I'm female? How do I keep somebody from abusing me and selling me and all this in India? Now, the conversation in America is, with female, is we don't think you should use the word bossy.
Right.
And this is really what's happening as we speak right now. Yeah. The president of Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, CEO.
CEO of Facebook. She says, you know, she's pushing this agenda that you don't think you should call, you know, the word bossy should be ruled out in the workplace. Why hundreds of millions of women are going, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And it's like, what have we come to? We need to go rescue. Those are the women we need to rescue.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, talking about being bossy, this culture in India, it just is lording over and oppressing women. We need to take our wealth and our resources and our talents, humble ourselves, and go over there and say, you know what? We can help you, ma'am. We can help you get in business. We can encourage you to have your child over here and not kill her in her womb because she's a lady and you know, all these whatever's going on here is telling you to take that child. We can bring water to your village.
That's right.
You know, these different, we can bring power to your village, electricity. And instead, you know, our narrative in America is, you know, I don't want you using the word bossy, which puts it into perspective. you know, that we're not in touch with as Christians. And that's not saying, I don't know where the CEO of Facebook stands in regards to that, but as Christians, us, you know, that's the bigger thing.
That's right.
That's the bigger thing, is these women in India. So make sure, no, the name of the movie again is?
Veil of Tears.
Veil of Tears. But you can find out more about that at?
At The Torch. We'll have everything listed for you at VFNTV.com. You can go to The Torch and we'll have everything listed for you.
Excellent. And don't forget those that are in the Gulf Coast region, the Pensacola area, that Penny Nance, CEO for Concerned Women for America, will be at the New World Landing, I believe, at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m., go there. Get informed, because they're going to explain the Affordable Health Care Act. They're going to explain it. And their values are Christian values, founding principle values, and they're going to give you a perspective on it. And we would love to hear from you once you go there. And we'll be hopefully having some segments coming back from that particular meeting. But it's at New World's Landing on Palafox Street, down in the Pensacola area on the Gulf Coast. You can find out more by going to VFNTV.com. And there's a banner on the front page.
Oh, my goodness. Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue. A taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road. Right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey & Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this up in this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us
for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.